Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Navage.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Former President Jimmy Carter was born and raised in Plains, Georgia, and that's where he'll say goodbye. Mr. Carter has decided to go into hospice care at home. CBS's Jim Crisula is in Plains talking to people who know the Carters.
The last public appearance of former President Jimmy Carter and First Lady Rosalynn was September 24th of last year. They joined people from near and far in the Carter's small hometown for its 25th annual Peanut Festival. They rode in a shiny red 1946 Ford Super Deluxe convertible, a surprise 75th anniversary gift from Garth Brooks and Tricia Yearwood. 1946 was the year the Carters were married. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Plains, Georgia.
It's been a weekend of provocations by North Korea. Alex Jensen is the latest from Seoul.
According to South Korea's military, North Korea test-fired two short-range ballistic missiles Monday morning local time after launching an intercontinental ballistic missile Saturday. And the North State media also announced a separate test involving a so-called super-large rocket launcher as it develops a range of weapons seemingly aimed at the U.S. and South Korea.
Poland is asking the U.S. to deploy more American troops there. Russia has been fighting in Ukraine right next door. Poland's prime minister explains what he expects from President Biden's upcoming trip on CBS's Face the Nation.
I expect that there will be very strong confirmation of our resilience and our joint efforts to defeat Russia in Ukraine.
In just a few hours, students will fill classrooms at Michigan State University in East Lansing. Last week, three students were gunned down on campus. CBS's Astrid Martinez.
Uneasiness at Michigan State as school leadership tells students it's time to go back to class.
No one thinks that we're coming back to a normal week. In fact, this semester is not going to be normal.
Three students were killed and five were injured last week.
Oh my God.
When a 43-year-old gunman went on a shooting rampage.
In the U.S., they are often called the British Oscars. Sunday night in London, the BAFTAs were handed out.
German language film, we've been blessed with so many nominations. And winning this is just incredible.
That's producer Malte Grunert accepting the Best Film Award for All Quiet on the Western Front. The German language anti-war film picked up 7 awards. Getting verified on Facebook and Instagram is about to get easy, but it'll cost you. Parent company Meta is testing a service that will let you subscribe to get verified status, just like Twitter recently did. This is CBS News.
Now there's a simple, easy, and effective way to clean your nose and protect your health. It's called Navage. Navage. Available at Navage.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, February 20th. In Wood County, the Citizens Groundwater Group is meeting at 2 p.m. in the River Block Building, Room 206 in Wisconsin Rapids. The Central Wisconsin State Fair Board of Directors will meet at 6:30 p.m. at the fair office in Marshfield. In Portage County, the Board of Adjustment meeting will take place at 4 p.m. The Health and Human Services Board meeting will start at 4:30 p.m. at the Portage County Annex in Conference Rooms 1 and 2. The Stevens Point Common Council meeting will begin at 7 p.m. in the Community Room on Michigan Avenue. In Adams County, the Library Board will meet from 2 to 3 p.m. at the Adams County Library. The City Finance Committee meeting will be from 5 to 6 p.m., and the City Council meeting will run from 6 to 7 p.m. Tonight is the Steve and Annie Chapman concert from 6 to 9 p.m. at Christian Life Fellowship. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 19 overnight under mainly clear skies, northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Snow showers likely tomorrow, highs around 37, overcast, lows around 17, tomorrow night, chance for mixed precipitation. 5 to 10 inches of snow tomorrow through Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 24.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
When I came into office, I instructed our intelligence community to take a broad look at the phenomenon of unidentified aerial objects. We know that a range of entities, including countries, companies, and research organizations, operate objects at altitudes for purposes that are not nefarious, including legitimate scientific research. I want to be clear. We don't have any evidence that there has been a sudden increase in the number of objects in the sky. We're now just seeing more of them, partially because the steps we've taken to increase our radars, to narrow our radars. And we have to keep adapting our approach to dealing with these challenges.
Thank you, Dark Brandon. Could I have my apology music, please? I would like to once again apologize for adding to the balloon problem by buying my girlfriend a day late, day after Valentine's Day, discount balloon that I lost control of somewhere over Franklin Avenue. Actually, it's probably above Santa Monica Boulevard now. Because it just wants to have a little fun till the sun comes up over Santa Monica Boulevard.
But NORAD shot it down.
Yeah, and I apologize to NORAD for the distraction.
I'm also, you're allowed to have pets and you can't even control a balloon?
I could not control a balloon. I lost it.
Don't let the dog rescue know.
Yeah. Okay. I apologized already. And listen, here's another gift I'm giving to America this morning.
Steffi.
Oh, what's that God. Heavy breathing I hear? Why? Could it be? The hump day. Here's your chance. What? Hump days with Hal Sparks.
Yes.
Wait.
Yes.
He's riding a pony.
Wait, are you spanking an invisible headless lady? What was that? What are you doing there?
I refuse to answer on the grounds that it may incriminate me. You're going to have to, you can't convey this to people who are just listening over audio in a way that would give them, you know, portray the magic in what you just saw. So people just get used to disappointment.
Yeah,
you missed
don't we have to hope
maybe you can see it one day.
Don't we have to thank the magic of the comedy gods this morning? This is an actual thing. The woman that Sidney Powell consulted before she went on Fox News to make election fraud claims is a, what, Travis now? She internally decapitated headless entity who got her information from the wind.
She time traveled semi-consciously.
Yes. So,
right, yeah.
Scene.
I mean, who among us has not?
Right.
I'm just kidding. You know what I mean? Now, did she specify which wind? Because I'm concerned she just pulled Trump's finger. That's my biggest fear. Yeah.
I'm just saying our dreams are all coming true. I feel like there could be a Entity Meets Nell movie somehow coming up. All of our favorite things.
Nell. What a fantastic reach back lesbian reference, superstar reference.
Not as good as Barbara Hershey in The Entity. I mean, you know, that's even, now we're going way back.
No. I get it. The two concepts scissoring together. I like it. But I'm just saying it was
a lesbian. Yeah,
there must
back.
Be some sort of a corkboard nearby for you to be able to pull Nell out of the hat like that. That's
in
amazing.
A win. She got her information literally in a win. So,
I did.
There you go.
So it should come as no surprise, by the way, that Sidney Powell was blowing smoke all this time. And
also that Laura Ingraham was giving her producers aneurysms. That does not seem to be a shock of any kind.
Well, is there a Fox Night host that doesn't give their staff aneurysms or make them quit from stress or sexual harassment or I guess go join Charlottesville rioters? I guess there's a couple of branches off where it's a working on Tucker's a stepping stone. You move up from there, but everybody else, I guess, on the racism ladder.
Yes, go ahead, but, Travis. Sorry.
You know, this is going to come full circle is when it's revealed that Sidney Powell's informant was Karen LeCaron.
Oh,
yeah. They work. She's gone underground.
Yeah.
I haven't seen her in a long while. And my concern is that she's driving around, in a Winnebago following the Trump train, where they all go, they are now tailgating rallies that aren't even going to happen. That's how sad it is.
Yes. By the way, you mentioned Charlottesville. You pointed to this story. It's reported that Teddy Von Newcomb, the torch-wielding man featured prominently in photos from the infamous 2017 Charlottesville white supremacist rally, committed suicide 2 weeks ago, the same day he was scheduled to go on trial for trafficking fentanyl from Mexico. And you just said, wait, the what now? This is on the same day Kevin McCarthy is at the board, talking about, can you for the life of me, I can't understand them. They keep talking about how much fentanyl Joe Biden has seized at the border. How is that a bad thing? I don't get it.
Right. Yeah. Well, here's the idea. They always operate on the gotaways. So the entire border mythology is not only based on repeat crossers, because Title 42 and the Remain in Mexico thing caused people to immediately be sent back to Mexico, wherein they try again.
Right.
And then they get sent back and then they try again. So the number of actual crossings is somewhere between a fifth and a third of the numbers. But the number is so ballooned because people try again that it gives the Republicans this giant, oh my God, it's the worst border we've ever seen, even though the actual number of humans crossing is very low. It's like 2019 numbers. The same thing is true of fentanyl. We are seizing more of the stuff that's coming across. It used to come across during the Trump administration.
It's people like this guy. It's Americans. It's not illegal.
Right. Yeah, exactly. 96% something of the fentanyl coming across. Believe me, they make, like, the cartels will make some people coyote across stuff on their back to get passage, but it's usually weed or it's usually they're ordered to send money back, all kinds of other stuff. It's more complicated. They know everybody's looking for fentanyl. It'll ruin the trade. So the fentanyl itself, we're stopping more than ever because we're more aware of it than ever.
Yeah.
And we're doing more about it. The problem is the stuff that keeps getting through is Americans in vehicles and trucks driven by Americans bringing stuff in for goods for Walmart and other companies that they're getting that extra grip, graft by tacking something to the underside of the truck. So the weird part is that this guy was a perfect storm. He was a Charlottesville rioter, doing the Jews will not replace us stuff, screaming, carrying a tiki torch, being as racist as is possible in modern America on the streets.
Yeah.
And ultimately, he was busted for bringing fentanyl across the Mexican-U.S. border, which is the big, sound alarm from the GOP right now.
Yeah.
That is the primary. That's their thing. Like, this is how Joe Biden's a failure. This is how, and it's one of theirs. It's one of what Trump would call very fine people.
Right.
Yeah. It was one of Trump's very fine people. Yeah.
Yes.
Y'all are just overlooking the fact that his name is Teddy Von Newcomb.
Yes.
First of all, he changed his name.
Okay.
Because his name is, Spurg Wienerville or whatever. His name wasn't
Stephanie
macho
Miller-Schuk
enough.
Cannot
I'm not
confirm
kidding.
That. Yes. Uh-huh.
Yes, he changed his name to I want to say it was Joseph Von Newcomb, but his real name is just blurb.
It's something boring.
It's not shocking enough. It's not good enough for a Charlottesville rioter turned fentanyl poisoner right-wing activist who has a future with CPAC.
Yes.
I mean, you know what I mean? You need
And speaking of things Biden is better at, not just seizing fentanyl, but also shooting down, spy balloons, which the Trump administration once again was proven to not even know about in a news story this morning.
Didn't care.
The president yesterday. Here we go.
If any object presents a threat to the safety and security of the American people, I will take it down. I'll be sharing with Congress these classified policy parameters when they're completed,
And they'll remain classified so we don't give our roadmap to our enemies to try to evade our defenses. Going forward, these parameters will guide what actions we'll take while responding to unmanned and unidentified aerial objects. We're going to keep adapting them as the challenges evolve, if it evolves.
Yeah. So once again, it was confirmed that the Trump administration, they knew about these, didn't do anything about it, didn't tell the White House, didn't connect it to China. Go ahead.
He did not want to know. You have to understand, because like at certain points, remember there were all these reports of like the CIA and stuff were worried about telling Trump because loose lips sink ships and he'll tell anybody over a slice of chocolate cake. And the problem that they had then was, they would also bring him information, and he just didn't like it. He was trying to make a deal. Yeah. Either he was trying to, you know, pal around with Putin, or he was trying to suck up to Kim Jong-un, or he's trying to get his stupid fake trade deal with China going through, the three phase that only did one phase, but only a third of the one phase that then he doesn't even like it because COVID, blah. You know, because of that, he didn't want to hear about if China flew a balloon over the United States to gather stuff. He didn't want to hear that right then because he was in the middle of sweet-talking Xi Jinping, it would have messed it up. Yeah. It would have been a news cycle thing. He was stopping these things. He was stiff-arming anything that made him look bad while he was doing these deals, even if it was at the expense of the security of the United States, specifically as it was at the expense of the United States.
Right. He told Pompeo, shut up about COVID. With China, just shut up because I want to.
Yep.
Right, probably for Ivanka's trademarks or whatever. Sue in Rockville, you're on with Hal. Hello, Sue.
Hi, and good morning, Hal. Happy Friday, everybody.
You too.
Hi.
Hi.
There'd be indictments before I die. Listen, I want to correct that caller because we have to fact check each other, even when we're well-meaning. Sidney Powell is not the granddaughter of Lewis Powell. Lewis Powell had four children: Jody, Penny, Lewis III, and Molly. Sidney Powell's, thankfully they're gone and don't have to suffer the humiliation of her being their daughter, was William Powell and Catherine Bowden Powell.
Oh.
And it took a lot of research to think. I have to tell you, it's not easily available, but we need to always be, fact check everybody, even our own people. So I just wanted to issue a correction.
I believe she was the child of other Sasquatches from the North Pole, was she not? Because
looky what he can do!
Hal,
I think the irony is that she should be like the long lost illegitimate daughter of Jerome Powell, our Fed chair right now. And so you can see that the spectrum of intellect across an entire family in very short order can go from very high to extraordinarily low. I think that would be hilariously funny if she tried or she tries to insist that because a psychic once blacked out in an organic restaurant and a piece of orange peel told her who her daddy was. I think that's possible, and I'm sticking to it.
So, Hal, we started the show Happy Clappy with Glenn Kirshner, who believes justice is coming, and then noted, you know, blocking buzzkill John Fugelsang, who says that Trump is never going to prison. And now, here we are back to you, Happy. I'm going to guess you're Happy Clappy on justice, given that Fonnie Willis this week.
Let me brighten everybody's day. I will fix this for both John and for Glenn, because it's what I do.
Yes, it is.
Trump is in prison now. And I don't mean in a, oh my God, Hillary's in Gitmo. The man is in a box of his own making. It's one thing to be in a gray, you know, 9x9 prison cell.
Yes, think of him as a bad orange mime.
That's right. Yeah. But imagine being in, you know, surrounded by things like, I guess, I don't know if Mar-a-Lago counts as luxury, but let's just play along.
Yeah.
You've got all the trappings of it. You should be fine.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
More and more trapped every single day. And the only place you have any freedom is shouting angrily via text into your own dying social media platform. I have to tell you, like, I am in no hurry for Trump to go to jail. Because the day he goes to jail will be the most relaxed day of his life. Being truly and totally screwed can be a relief for some people who've been waiting for this day forever. But the lead up to it, the constant revelation, because remember, he's not only worried about the crimes that he knows they know about, he's worried about the crimes they don't know about.
Right.
Because that's how these cascades happen.
So your point is he is a bad orange mime in a wind.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. As Fugel Sang says, he's afraid of two things, a strong woman, Fannie Willis, and a strong wind, because his hair is...
Yes, right. Well, he's also, quite frankly, afraid of his myth falling apart. And again, before you put him in jail, his myth has to die.
Yes.
And because if it doesn't, then the crazies will come out and they'll harm Americans by, you know, shooting up state capitals and all the stuff that they dream about doing, which they're doing less and less. And you can tell that the tide has turned because with Nikki Haley coming out, by the way, Nikki Haley's never going to be president.
Yes,
Republicans aren't going to let her be president.
She's too brown.
Republicans are going to let the
woman
run.
She's brown and she has a vagina.
Exactly. It's not going to happen. It's just like, that's on their no-no checklist. Like, absolutely not. You know, absolutely not. And so there's, I mean, it's sweet and whatever. Aww. But, and they're not going to let her be vice president because they're going to elect somebody who might keel over, and they know this, and they're worried about it.
By the way, is it wrong to hope for a strong wind on the day Trump is arrested? So that shot of him with the, right? And he's in handcuffs, so he can't do anything with his hair because he can't, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, and it should take, he should be wearing a MAGA or one of those, you know, Magoo hats that he has. You make America great over and over. And just watch it blow off. And he didn't bother to do his due that day because he thought he was going to prison. So who cares? Like, he thinks it's like the military and they're going to shave his head. So he didn't even bother. And then off it goes. And then it looks like an open can lid on an old, like, Popeye spinach tin. It's just sitting up on one side.
All right. 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Genucel. Oh, Valentine's Day may be over. It's not too late to give yourself the gift of looking, I don't know, 10, 15 years younger. Who knows what your big lie is?
That's
on
right.
20. However, Genucel is an enabler of that big lie, isn't it?
It is.
Right now, 70% off.
Wow.
And it includes the next generation of skincare technology, which is the probiotic moisturizer, which we all use, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's for men, for women, for any age, for any skin type. It's actually like a yogurt for your face. It's good bacteria, it takes some bad bacteria. I don't know what it's just visibly younger, clearer complexion, fine lines, wrinkles, skin redness, sagging jawline, even bags and puffiness. Bye-bye. Right? Results in as little as 12 hours or your money back. What? That's immediate effects. Go to Genucel.com/Stephanie right now during this extended blowout sale. Every order at Genucel.com includes an exclusive beauty box with two luxury Genucel gifts for you. Order now. Limited quantities available. Genucel.com/Stephanie. That is Genucel.com/Stephanie.
This is rapidly approaching a spectacle.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
All right, there you go.
Do you love spending all that time in the long grocery checkout lines? Yeah, I didn't think so. Get HelloFresh's chef-created recipes delivered right to your door instead, and you can skip the trip to the grocery store so you can spend more time doing the things you love. HelloFresh now has 40 weekly recipes to choose from, more choices than ever before. Say goodbye to your recipe rut and say hello to seasonal recipes packed with farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients that make getting dinner on the table easy and enjoyable. From fit and wholesome to family-friendly, and quick and easy. HelloFresh has dishes for your lifestyle and meal preference with options to please even the pickiest eaters. Plus, it doesn't hurt that HelloFresh is cheaper than grocery shopping and restaurant takeout. Make eating easy and exciting with America's number one meal kit. Sign up today for 65% off plus free shipping with the code StephanieM65 at HelloFresh.com/StephanieM65. Code is StephanieM65 at HelloFresh.com/StephanieM65.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
In this corner, weighing several tons, the challenger, Your House. And in the red corner, weighing next to nothing, the undisputed champion of the world, Wildfire.
Well, Loon, this should be quite a monumental battle.
Yes, it should, bud. Oh, there's the bell.
Oh! Wildfire just charged out of that corner like a wildfire!
Yeah, but it can't seem to get anywhere near House.
That's because House is landscaped with water-retaining plants, which help keep Wildfire at a safe distance.
And, Bud, check out how Wildfire's punches seem to roll off that treated shingle roof.
Holy smokes, Lou! Wildfire is wearing out like a cheap suit! Oh! Wildfire is down!
Down and out!
Can your house win a fight with wildfire? Visit firewise.org to find out how you can help make your home more defensible against wildfires. That's firewise.org, a public service brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Stephanie Miller.
What? It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Have we mentioned yet this week that...
Don Jr.'s on coke.
Yeah. Hal Sparks had to be the one to tell us, though. Apparently, John has a new children's show called Little Bunny You and the Coked Up Cottontail. I did not know that, Hal.
Yes. Don Jr.'s on coke.
That, if you ever watch, it's like a little puppet show he always does with his two little bunny sidekicks that are just like... It's these little coked out rabbits that just sit on either side of him and basically cheer him on as he reads. Most people think those are air quotes. No, this is two little bunny characters that are like, look, Don, you can read. And it's a fantastic children's show that children should not watch.
Don Jr.'s on coke.
Yeah.
I love that they're talking about what's on Hunter's laptop. And he apparently puts those videos out himself of him. Completely poked up, allegedly.
Hmm. Right. Also, for the record, you notice there's no denial in any of this. He talked lately about how that's become the norm when discussing him, is how blazingly full of coke he is. And he'll say, he'll repeat what's said and go, and then that's it. He won't say, which is, of course, ridiculous, I don't do drugs.
Right.
Like that, Kevin that phrase is missing. Did he notice how much?
Kevin in D.C., you're on with Hal. Hello, Kev.
Yeah, good morning, Hal. Every time I...
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Wisconsin spring primary election is Tuesday, February 21st, and your local Civic Media radio station will be tracking the results.
Special live coverage starts at 7 p.m., and News Director Terry Bell, with a team of political experts, will be following which candidates, both local and in the state Supreme Court race, move on to April.
Spring primary election coverage live, Tuesday, February 21st, starting at 7, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033. Or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
After I came home from Iraq, I could still hear the booms. Makes it hard to be a good mom.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I'm Naomi Mathis, Air Force veteran.
DAV helps veterans get the benefits they've earned.
Thanks to DAV, I was able to begin to heal.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
My victory is being able to be here for my children.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Experts discussed the state Supreme Court primary at a virtual roundtable yesterday. The WIS Politics panel talked about spending in the race and what will bring out voters.
Well, I mean, the amount of spending just shows how important this race is. It's supposed to be a nonpartisan race, but this race will really... It has the potential to change the outcome of the court.
That's Corey Hess from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Scott Jensen, a former Republican assembly leader, also weighed in on spending.
This is going to be a $30, $40 million race for Wisconsin State Supreme Court.
Chuck Challa, a former Democratic leader in the state Senate, shared a strong opinion on the importance of this race and what will decide it.
There will never be a competitive legislative race where you can choose whether they'll be Democrats or Republicans, unless the Supreme Court has changed. But the bottom line is abortion is going to decide this.
I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 19 overnight under mainly clear skies, northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Snow showers likely tomorrow, highs around 37, overcast, lows around 17, tomorrow night, chance for mixed precipitation. 5 to 10 inches of snow tomorrow through Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 24.
Arms for some participants in the U.S. Capitol riot. Would that was in his bankruptcy filing? Would that be another reason he could
problematic.
Maybe go to jail?
I'm of two minds about that because Alex Jones is a duplicitous idiot. I'm going to go with he's lying because he doesn't want to give up. He's using whatever excuse he can find for stuff that he has to not be seized and sold to pay his debts to the Sandy Hook family.
Yeah.
And so he's got a gun collection that probably looks like, you know, a small armory for, you know, a Nudnik militia from Michigan.
Yeah.
So and some of it's probably fairly expensive.
Yeah.
And he wants to keep his stuff. So he's listing I'm holding on to that house in the Cayman Islands for a friend. You know, there's going to be a lot of those kind of filings. That said, they're never going to get them. 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 Keep holding them, dummy. Just let them rot. Nobody's oiling them. Keep them in your stupid basement. Keep beating your chocolate cake and drinking your red wine all day, every day during your show. Keep taking your lead-lined penis pills that are putting holes in your brain and don't work in the first place. Allegedly. Keep recognizing that you have zero friends, Alex. Yeah. That would be my message to Alex
there
Jones.
You go. And you're
good
a helper.
Luck sleeping
you are
on your
a liberal
pile
helper.
Of
yes,
rusty
you are.
Guns.
Okay. All right, one more. Senator Dick Durbin.
I still remember that sad, gruesome, awful situation in Highland Park, which occurred last 4th of July. I've been back there to meet with the victims. 7 people killed. This fellow fired off 83 rounds in 60 seconds. Don't tell me the founding fathers had that in mind when they wrote the Second Amendment. We've got to get serious. America, unfortunately, is seeing this over and over and over again. When we're fed up enough, we may finally do something.
Hey. Mm-hmm. Only when go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say. I was gonna say that one of the right wingers the other day said something about one of the states are gonna pass a law that any company that engages in stopping, you know, the full expression of the Second Amendment will get fined or not be able to do business in the state or those kind of things. And my response to it obviously was that good. So any company that tries to stop the government from regulating guns under the concept of how a militia would, which would be armories, licensing, registration, and awareness, limitations of ammo capacity and the like, those businesses can now go out of jail. That's nice. I didn't realize right-wingers were doing anti-NRA bills now, but I mean, it's about time.
Senator Chris Murphy, who, of course, has been out there on this issue since Sandy Hook and his district.
I was proud to be at Michigan State last year. Part of my work is trying to help build a national anti-gun violence movement that will make our kids safer. And I was there in part to thank a small group of Michigan State students that were starting a chapter of an anti-gun violence organization. But it also pains me that children have to spend their time trying to convince adults to just do the right thing. The fact that my 14-year-old has to talk to his friends about how they can organize to make sure that their schools are safe, it just says that there's something deeply wrong about this country.
Yeah, we keep saying, Hal, that I don't know what it's going to take unless we get more Maxwell Frosts in Congress. We get more 25-year-olds, more of these kids
that have lived through all of this. That will happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, no question. And I will say this, that a lot of people will look at damage that's been done to American business over the last, 20 years especially, but I would say since the mid-90s, has been caused by mass shootings. The dying of malls. A lot of people will put into you can get things online now so people don't bother. But quite frankly, the sheer number of shootings we've had at malls cuts into everybody in America is thinking about, do I go to a mall? Am I going to be there the day some lunatic decides that he's had enough and he was mad about his job at Pizza Express and just decides to off a bunch of people? Or the same thing is true of movie theaters. Aurora, The Aurora shooting did more damage to the movie industry in America than any other single act in history. And the fact that people have to go to the movies and go, it's in the back of your mind. You're like, is there somebody sitting in this place that's loaded and nuts and deciding they're going to make themselves quasi famous for a short time just because of their own, you know, ego and murderous intentions? And that haunts, like, I would say a good, you know, even though, on the left, certainly on the Democratic side, of course, but on the right, that's why they're all, you know, talking about carrying guns and concealed carry and open carry. They're just as afraid of it as we are. They just think they have an answer to it. But the problem is their answer never lines up. First of all, if you're carrying a gun out in the open and there's somebody planning something like this, they're going to hit you first. If they're going to kill people randomly, they're going to start with you.
Yeah, they have the element of surprise, and you don't.
Exactly.
One more. Chris Murphy. Yesterday,
what we're introducing today is a measure that is wildly popular in this country. It's a requirement that every commercial sale have a background check attached to. If you want to buy a gun, you should have to prove that you're not a criminal, that you're not seriously mentally ill. The problem is many states have chosen not to apply background checks to internet sales and sales and gun shows. That means that criminals know how to buy guns without being detected as a criminal. So all of the crime guns that get used in places like New York and Connecticut, the majority of crime guns, are bought in states that don't apply universal background checks.
Yeah, and then just
Vermont.
This on the numbers real quick. One last
Right now, we just don't have Republicans at the numbers we need to pass something like this, which is wild. I mean, 90% of Americans think that everybody should get a background check before they buy a gun. Like, why aren't Republicans supporting this? And, you know, there's just a legacy of NRA power, of gun lobby power, that is being eroded, but it's not completely gone.
Yeah. That's what's going to have to break eventually is how does this continue year after year to be do we have a, you know, political system where 90% of Americans want things that we can't get done exclusively because of one party.
Right. But the 10% isn't that they just want the guns just to have them and it's none of your business and I'm just an absolutist of the Second Amendment. They believe either the end times are coming or that the tyrannical government is going to land in black helicopters on their lawn, which in case, by the way, they would shoot you with microwaves. So I don't even know what you wouldn't get a shot off, dummy. You're against the entire U.S. government. It just seems a little silly. That said, the NRA, I think, has less and less power than people recognize as part of like the gun sales and that kind of stuff. The real root of this is the end times rapture-esque, you know, neo-Christian folks that believe that you're going to have a gun for the tribulation, and the right wingers who are simply panicked the way everybody else is about shootings, but think that they've deputized themselves. And those two things, they're different ways of convincing both of those to stand down and be normal people. And it takes way more work than, you know, a few years or a couple of situations where they might recognize they're not going to have an epiphany.
It would
they're
also
not
be helpful
wake up to this.
If the media would stop doing the both sides do it on every issue and repeatedly put that out there, that there is one party stopping something 90% of Americans want. This train thing we were talking about, Hal, is another example in Ohio. It doesn't take much. It took me 2 seconds to Google the headline from that Trump rolled back the rail safety regulations for oil trains. You know, like, at least report that when, you know, you have Republicans blaming Biden. We've had a train carrying hazardous materials derailing in Michigan as well. But they're just, do you know what I mean? It just become they just want to give Republicans a platform. So they will let them just tell lie after lie about why, whether it's Chinese spy balloons. They don't say, oh, well, Trump missed all of them. You know, so how, you know, how are you blaming Biden for shooting down the one we did detect?
Right. And continuing to do it, by the way, like he's, you know, that's what that, you know, when Biden was talking yesterday about this, he was basically saying, yeah, we're going to be shooting down a bunch of these things. If we don't know and they're not registered with some sort of, you know, weather experiment that we're aware of, you can't just float this stuff over the United States anymore. It's not safe. There's too many options in a modern society. So we're going to shoot them down. We're not going to tell you we're going to shoot them down. So you don't know where you can send them and when, you know, when to get around our defenses.
Yeah.
The same thing is.
I was just going to say, so Mitch McConnell yesterday is talking about Ukraine and saying support. I'm sorry, public opinion is sliding. it's sliding because some idiot members of your party are doing Putin's talking points on the floor of the House. Here is Mitch McConnell.
I'm sorry public opinion is sliding, but I want to reassure the American people that this is enormously important. We need to stay together on a bipartisan basis in our country and defend these people who are bravely fighting for freedom and for democracy in Ukraine.
Yeah, I mean, good on him, but it's just they can't control the lunatics in their own party, right?
Well, and those people, by the way, have an investment in it. Like, it gets sketchy real fast. And I don't want to be like there's a Ruski around every corner again and go back to the, you know, certain, like, we can't have a red scare because they're no longer red. They're I mean, it's the mafia. Basically, the Russian government is a mafia now. It's not an actual functioning government. So the idea that we're against them just seems logical. Like, there's no, it isn't like we're against the Russian culture or the people, the individuals there, like we would do with any other country that we were at war with, in like Germany in World War II. The Russian government right now is, in and of itself, much like Xi Jinping's government, are separate entities almost entirely from the people of the country. And they're doing as much, if not more, damage to the people of their own country as they are doing to everybody else. We've hated our own government at times, and rightly so. We're allowed to say it when it happens. We're allowed to march in the streets if we're against the Iraq war and the Afghanistan war when Bush put us in there and trying to get us out over time. They're not.
Yeah.
They are not allowed. And that's a distinct difference. And you let that win. You're basically arguing, which side of that argument can win? The side where you can, you could protest and change things, change your leaders, change the path, or the one where you're not allowed.
Wow. Speaking of this big bag of rats, before we break here, as I've often said, the GOP has become a big bag of rats.
Sure.
Fight, fight, fight. You're all equally awful.
I don't know who to root for.
Yeah, right? Ebola fighting leprosy?
Yes.
I don't know. Trump raged at billionaire Charles Koch and the GOP mega donors as he shared recent comments made by Steve Bannon, who took aim at the same group earlier. The statement from the bassinet of the 45th president.
Beware! Beware! Beware!
That's basically it.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I'll.
Yeah, it's Trump. Trump from the bassinet. Yeah.
They're all globalist and pro-China losers. Fought me in 2016 and lost big. They're all bad for the USA. America last. Okay, so he was sharing a story about Bannon.
By the way,
shares a story that Bannon rips into the GOP megatoners because they're 1,000% anti-Trump oligarchs. So now they're against the oligarchs because
so good. There will not be enough popcorn for 2023, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here to tell you,
be a shortage.
Stock up now. If there's a runaway stock, it's going to be popcorn.
Hang on,
oh my God, watching these people.
Hang on.
Oh, there's a good one this morning, too.
Oh, that's right. Remember Carrie Lake had said that Governor Ron DeSantis has BDE, you know, big
energy.
She has turned on him.
Yep.
And she's now spreading the lie that he's been endorsed by George Soros. Fight, fight, fight. He has not been. George Soros just thought he was going to win over Trump. He didn't endorse him. He just... Okay,
right,
but now
right.
Carrie Lake says he apparently does not have BDE.
Steph, let him have it. We don't. That's not even a. No. Don't interrupt her. Don't interrupt her while she's being stupid. Don't do it. I know it's hard.
She lost Arizona again. She lost Arizona again, by the way.
Yes, she did. She did.
She lost another appeal.
Or as I like to say, Biden won it again.
Yes.
Biden just keeps winning Arizona in so many ways.
47.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Yeah, eating each other's faces.
Punch and Judy. The politics of Punch and Judy.
Yeah.
Don't step on them.
Exactly.
Okay. 48 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by this week's 40 HelloFresh recipes.
Whoa. Uh-huh.
What, Chris? What is there? Well, funny, you should ask. One pot Tunisian spiced chicken stew.
Okay.
Pork chops and apple rosemary pan sauce.
Yum.
What? One pot black bean and pepper soup. Oh, yes, please. Garden spinach ricotta ravioli.
Okay, yes.
Oh. sheet pan curry, cauliflower wraps. I mean, there's salmon, limon. There's something for everybody.
Salmon?
Vegan, pescatarian, a carnivores like you.
Oh, meat.
Okay. HelloFresh, chef-grated recipes delivered right to your door. You can do them in like 15 minutes. Yeah. That's how fancy you look.
You know.
Right? All the ingredients, simple recipes. OMG, you save time, you save money. You can pick fit and wholesome, family-friendly, quick and easy. You can swap out your proteins and your sides. You can upgrade to organic, chicken, beef, whatever you like. HelloFresh, so committed to quality, their ingredients travel from the farm to your doorstep in just 7 days, so you know they're fresh. Sign up today for 65% off plus free shipping with the code StephanieM65. HelloFresh.com/StephanieM65.
Remember, you heard it on this channel first.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
As a young teenage boy, I didn't even know what autism was. How do you even spell that? A few years later, I heard that a friend's cousin's son had been diagnosed with autism.
I still wasn't sure what that really meant.
When I went to college, my roommate's brother had autism. When I moved to the city for work, my best friend called me and told me his son had been diagnosed with autism. We were both in shock. I still remember the day I walked into the house and saw that look on my wife's face. I knew something was wrong. I'll never forget how I felt when she said, "Our son has autism."
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, one in 68 children is diagnosed with autism. That's about a 30% increase in 2 years. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
If you're looking for the best all-you-can-eat buffet in town for only $1.99, come to Big Ed's Chow House. If you're looking for juicy burgers, come to Big Ed's Chow House. If you're looking for tender brisket and succulent ribs, come to Big Ed's Chow House. But if you're looking for Big Ed, don't come to Big Ed's Chow House. Big Ed passed away last week at the age of 47, leaving his wife and 3 children, struck down in his prime by the same disease that got his father. So he won't be around to take care of his family. And the sad part is it all could have been detected early with a simple test, but Big Ed didn't get it.
Have you gotten the medical tests you need? For a list of tests every man should have, go to ahrq.gov. Once again, that's ahrq.gov. a public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, what? Thank you, Twitter. Hal Sparks on the Stephanie Miller Show. This is why God made Twitch. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you.
Twitch.tv/Hal Sparks. There I am. There you go.
There we are, too.
Hop on board. If you got Amazon Prime, it doesn't cost you a dime. You can subscribe.
Yeah.
You can. Or if you're on YouTube, InfotainmentWars.com. Yeah. But the important thing, tomorrow night at the Mamba in Huntington Beach, Nerd Halen.
Yeah!
My Van Halen cover band, where I dress as a nerd and slowly disrobe over the course of the show on occasion, depending on how hot the audience is.
Oh, my God.
And for all wondering, I'm holding it together fairly well. My cat is still in the hospital. Yeah. Chud had to go to the vet ER last night. It was very scary, but she's on fluids and oxygen, and they're taking good care of her, and we hope to get her back this afternoon.
Good.
Aww. You know. They're going to rotate her tires, get new brakes, check her fluids, get in under her hood, and she'll be good to go for another 40,000 miles, yay. I'm hoping. And considering she only walks 8 feet to her bowl and 12 feet to the box, I think that's a long time. She'll outlive all of us.
Yeah.
Just sending loving. Kitty love and light.
That's right.
Okay. One more. Give me Pence. Hang on 1 second. Mm-hmm. 17 Pence.
All right.
Get Hal's take on Chuck Lee says.
The Justice Department has been involved in an extensive fact-finding effort, and in my judgment, this principle of separation of powers is that important. If we were to accede to accept a subpoena for appearance before a grand jury or in trial, I believe that would diminish the privileges enjoyed by any future vice president, be that Democrat or Republican. And I simply will not do that.
Okay. My judgment is Mike Pence is a CS bitch and needs.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. First of all, just because you say yes to a subpoena doesn't mean everybody who has your job going forward forever has to say yes to the subpoena again. That's just true. Our legal system, you know, can make the can understand the difference between a valid subpoena and not one. And everybody gets to argue it based on the case. That's why everybody who gets tried for murder doesn't automatically is found guilty because someone was found guilty of murder 112 years ago. He's an idiot. Secondly, his weird kind of like lipless talking thing where I'm trying to appear serious when he's being such an inserious sap is so aggravating.
Yes.
And I you can put me in the camp of yes, Pence is smooth in the front.
Okay.
That said.
All right. Okay. Go ahead.
I get it. I get the reference. I got that Ken doll.
You got it.
Thanks. Yes, Travis.
Thank you very much. It took him a moment. But that said, no, he's avoiding the subpoena because he's afraid of what he'll have to say. He's being cowardly and weak. He is not doing this for future vice presidents.
Yeah.
That's garbage. Future vice presidents, by the way, can still say no on their own.
Yeah.
They can still make their case. They still can get legal representation.
Yeah.
They will still get – if you acquiesce
to it – No, Glenn Kirshner said today he's going
to
lose. It's just delay like usual. Yeah, Travis.
I was going to say, and he also keeps bringing up this is the first time this has ever happened in our 200-year history. Yeah, because this is the first time in 200 years that we've had an insurrection where the vice president is the only witness against the president.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Okay.
And we had such a scumbag for a president.
Well,
I mean, it's almost like we owe Nixon an apology.
I believe it's the scumbag clause of the Constitution that you refer to.
True.
Yes. Real quick. So Fox News, which beyond these texts being embarrassing and not surprising that Laura Ingraham's producers have daily aneurysms over her, they're trying to claim First Amendment. I mean, these texts prove they knew this was all a lie, all this election fraud stuff, and then they broadcast exactly the opposite. I don't see how that's covered by First Amendment. Do you?
No, it's not. Absolutely. I mean, again, you have to understand that their argument has been that they are entertainment, and they've made this case in multiple courtrooms, especially Tucker and Sean Hannity specifically in different cases have made the case. We are entertainment. We are not news. So technically speaking, the beginning and ending of their show, anything that happens in the middle can be a total lie. They are not responsible for any of it being true.
Speaking of the beginning and the end and the middle, House Sparks Mega Mornings Worldwide starts right now.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.